Hello, everybody, and I hope you're doing great. This is another episode of LATY, and in this episode, we're on the fourth part of Reality Transurfing. This great book has revealed so many things to me, and I just want to share it with the rest of the world. It's just such a great book. I mean, I can't really stress how good it is. So in this part, without giving a recap, we're going to jump straight into day 7 and day 8, as well as day 9 and 10. All right, so let's do it. So day 7, the illusion of the reflection. It seems to you that you are in the mercy of circumstances and are unable to change them. Every one of us feels that way. We wake up, we go to our daily job, we grind, we come back home, and we just don't see any results. We're just living paycheck to paycheck. Actually, I'm gonna break it up to you. This is an illusion. This is an illusion that you can easily destroy if you wish. You are unconsciously moving into a closed circle. This closed circle from working to going, maybe doing your activities outside, spending some time with family. And you are observing reality expressing attitude. You know, this reality that is showing you this attitude and the mirror of your reality can really fix the contents of your attitude into reality. So this can only result into a closed feedback circle. The reality is formed as a reflection of how you think, and the image is largely determined by the reflection itself. So the principle of reality controlling is that you should revert the circle. You need to watch yourself in the first place, and only after that to look into the mirror. People are tied to the mirror of their attitudes, the primitive reaction to reality. You know, you just feel so upset one day and you wake up and you think, you know, someone replies to a comment on your Facebook post or whatever. Then suddenly you feel upset and you say, who the fuck this guy is? Who the hell does he think he is? You know, I have my own opinions. You know, he replies in a negative way and you just start to show a negative attitude towards that person. And that's how life is. You know, you just keep reacting to different events. You keep going and living this life of yours, reacting to different events that keep happening, taking place in your life. And that's not a good thing. So this is a primitive attempt to catch the reflection in an effort to change something in it. But we gotta try to change the mirror circle. You gotta express attitude. The mirror fixes the content of the attitude into reality. We observe the reality and what happens. So let's just analyze this a little bit further, okay? Let's just delve into it deeper. and closer. The primitive and helpless observation of the reflection is discontinued, and a deliberate and intentional observation of the image appears in its place. So basically, this means that you have to reflect on your life, you know, reflecting internally in your mind that what you're reacting to is won't bring any happiness or won't bring any results into your life. It's just gonna bring misery. It's just gonna bring suffering and continued failures. So you have to change that reflection. So instead of being critical of what I saw in the mirror, as I did previously, now I turn back to it and start forming in my mind the image that I'd like to see. Basically, you have to visualize. Visualizing really helps. So let's say, for example, that you want to buy a new car. Let's say it's a Rolls Royce or a Lamborghini or whatever. So you need to start visualizing yourself already in that car, and you just feel in different details of the car, the leather, from the steering wheel, from the glove box, from, you know, just the different smells that you can smell, all of that. So you change the image and you change the slide in your mind about that certain event. This is the exit of the mirror labyrinth. The world stops and begins to move the way that you want it to move. When you take control over your attitude to reality, the external intention begins to work. So there is an inner and outer intention. Your inner intention is how you form your attitude towards the world. Okay? The only thing you have to do is to transfer your attention onto the image that you want instead to the mirror. So you see something that is being reactive. You know, you receive a reaction of someone, like maybe a backlash of something that you did or something that you posted online on Facebook. That is a backlash. So you don't react to that, but you instead form a new image or a new slide of yourself that is much more worthier than what you just saw. So you have to instead think about what you want to remember. There is nothing you cannot be, do, or have. Keep that in mind. Day 8, the Pink Twins. On Earth, there are many heaven places where pink twins live. If you leave the end up there, put your pink glasses and ignore the people that will tell you to take them off. Echoes of Eden life barely penetrate into our daily lives. So eagerly catching these pink sun bunnies, keep your attention on them, and then you will encounter them more often. You will see the layer of your world be transformed in a remarkable way. This basically means that what you focus on in your daily life, you will bring in to your actual life. So whatever glasses you put on, whether they're dark or bright, you're either going to see darkness or brightness. So you have to focus and think about what glasses you want to put on. You want to put on pink twins or some dark twins. So you must understand one simple thing, you yourself, with your attitude. You have the ability to color your world in bright or black tones. If most of your thoughts are related to negative experiences, life will get worse, and vice versa. If your thoughts are related to positive experiences, your life will get better. Let the weather be horrible, but if your soul is singing in the rain and merrily splashes in puddles, the layers of your world will be filled with celebration. Similarly, heaven and hell don't exist somewhere in other dimensions, but here on our earth. Day 8, the relief. So, the relief, you can get everything you want to have if you believe that it's yours without any terms and conditions. Your choice is a law subject to unconditional execution. You have the freedom of choice. You have the determination to own things, which is formed by energy of intention. So you have to intend to do something, and then you do it. You act upon it. You don't just wish and you just sit there and you keep wishing and thinking about your desires. That doesn't work. You should start acting. Day 11, confidence. To get confidence, you should quit it. The nature of uncertainty lies and the increased importance of things. So basically, when you think about confidence and you put it on a pedestal and you make it very important, you know, you think that this confidence is a very important characteristic to have as a person, you're really not gonna be able to achieve confidence in that level. So you have to give up the fight and move downstream the variance. You have to create a healthier circle. So the higher the importance of the purpose and desire to achieve it, the greater is the uncertainty. And the uncertainty creates a vicious circle. The stronger the grip of control over us and over situations, the stronger the rigidity. The greater the worry and anxiety are, the sooner they are justified. Fighting for one's own significance takes energy. So basically, when you try to start from a point where no confidence to a high level of confidence, that's not gonna really work, because you're gonna have a reason. Like, why do you want to be confident? But you have to have a cause as well, something that will cause that confidence to boost. For example, like having a fit body or having something that you will feel good about yourself. So you have to stop justifying yourself to others, and you will be done with guilt, because guilt is a negative thing. Guilt only makes you feel that you're not worthy of a better life. So you have to reduce the importance of confidence, and then they will cease to dominate you with their significance. And finally, you will achieve full coordination when your soul and mind are united. So the goal is to have your mind and soul united, and then you will achieve confidence. You won't even think about it. It's just going to happen. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. This was part 4. The next time we're gonna discuss part 5, and we will talk about the soul attractiveness, and loving yourself. This was your host, Eunice, with LATY Podcast. Make sure you subscribe if you're not too, and I will see you in the next. Peace.